Hello, everyone. I am Poetic Desires, and this is episode 23 of Daddy's Good Girl, my Fusion 2015 recap. Before we get started, just as a reminder, this podcast is for adults only. So if you are under the age of 18, please visit scarletteen.com. I know it's been a while since I last talked with you guys. I believe my last podcast with you was Groupie Chat with Ipe Cookie Monster and Evan. That was a fun change of podcasting style, and I want to see if I can do that more often because that was a lot of fun. For today, I have a couple of different things I want to talk to you guys about. I am going to recap my Fusion adventure, but first, let me tell you some of the upcoming events I'm going to. Let me talk to you about my life a little bit, because I've been very busy, and then we'll get into my Fusion fun. As far as events go, it's going to be a little bit busy. Funny enough, I have one coming this weekend. The Baltimore Grew is this weekend, hosted by Rigger J. I invite anybody who's listening to this podcast who hasn't bought a ticket and you're in the area, you should come. Grews are amazing. They're self-organizing. People talk about their passions. You learn from one another. It's very organic, but it's always very fulfilling. So please come out to the Baltimore Grew. It's this weekend, along with the Baltimore Grew. I am also going to be teaching a hair play class for Black Rose in Washington, D.C. on August the 11th. So if you can make it down or up, depending on where you are, to Washington, D.C., you'll be able to see me teaching my awesome, awesome hair play class with my awesome demo top IP Cookie Monster, who's going to devilishly do horrible things to me that I ask her to do. So that's going to be fun. After my hair play class, September 2nd to the 7th is Dark Odyssey Summerfest. So I'm going to be there as well. Another Dio camping event, another hopefully amazing experience at the campground that we all love. After Summerfest, there's going to be MBE Baltimore, there's going to be MBE Toronto, and there's going to be Ramble Grew. So there's lots of fun things happening this summer and this early fall. Lots of kinky things for you to get into, and hopefully I will see you at all of them, or maybe one or two, depending on, you know, your schedule and your budget, and not everybody can afford this kink shit, but when you can, it's totally worth every minute. On the nerd girl front, I've been super busy. I've had class. It's currently the summer, and because I'm a masochist, I'm actually taking summer courses. For the first summer session, because there are two, I took organic chemistry 2. And of course, you know, nerd girl. I got an A, patting myself on the back here right now. I'm currently in physics 2, which is going really great. I like my professor. He's very funny. And he has this dry sort of humor that if you don't catch it, you're not going to get the joke, but if you do, it's amazing. So, yes. On a related note, I got a letter in the mail yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember which. It was from my school, and it was just this simple letter that said, congratulations on all your hard work. Because of your efforts, you've made it on the dean's list. And granted, I've gotten an A in every class that I've taken at my college. But still, it's just, there's this something about seeing the letter with the letterhead of your school and signed from one of the heads of the school saying, you did awesome work, that just fills me with joy. Like, people recognizing me and, you know, saying, you're doing good work, keep it up. So I'm trying to keep it up, guys. Hopefully, I'm going to be enrolling in an MCAT prep course that will start a week from today, if I can make it work, if I can pull all the money together for me to afford it, because, oh my god, expensive. If I can't, I'm gonna do it in the fall. But still, like, it's amazing, guys. Like, your nerd girl might be in medical school very soon. But I'll keep you guys updated on that. However, now that we have an update on my life and, you know, things to look forward to in the other events, let me talk to you guys about my Fusion experience. As you may or may not know, Gray and I have parted ways. I'm not going to go into details of what happened, just to say that we aren't going to be playing anymore, and we don't have any sort of, like, FetLife status or anything like that anymore. And this all happened before Fusion. In fact, it happened, funny enough, April 15th, which is why I remember it, because of all days, tax day is when things happened. But going into Fusion, I knew that he would be there. And so I was curious to see what my reactions would be, what my camp would be like when I didn't have that part of my kink life as being one of usually the better parts of my camp. Going into Fusion, even though I was slightly worried, I was still pretty happy because I knew I'd be seeing friends, a lot of friends that I don't get to see unless I'm at a camp event. For this particular Fusion, I was the Boot Black coordinator. I would love to give a thank you to anyone who got their leathers blacked and donated money. Our charity was Network Lie Red, and we were able to donate quite a bit of money to them, so thank you for everyone who helped contribute to that. It's a very important part of my camps and my events is being able to boot black and be servicey and help people, so yay for that. As a way of combating any sad feels or any uncomfortable feels about my camp, I realized that I need to remind myself of all the good things that were happening to me. So as a part of my camp and as a huge aid to this podcast, I actually wrote a gratefulness journal for my Fusion, which is going to help me talk about my Fusion with you guys. I stayed in a DCK cabin with a lot of local friends and friends from out of town. Oh my god, my friend from England got to come back, and being with her was amazing. She was actually in my cabin, and just being around her was the awesomest. And also, like, the day after my birthday, her and a bunch of my other friends, we all went to Six Flags, so, you know, amusement park. Awesome birthday gift. So shout out to awesome Six Flaggers who came with me. I am now 32, which is so weird to say. But getting back to Fusion. I arrived Wednesday evening. I ended up riding up to camp with two of my friends. There was good chatty time, like spending time with people that I care about. And that was a lot of my Wednesday, was just sort of hanging out with people. I don't know if you guys have heard of That Cabin. Shout out to That Cabin. They're amazing. They have a meal plan. I signed up for it. It was awesome. I got to actually sit around and chat with a bunch of people that I don't get to see a lot. So that was a lot of fun. For that first evening, I came into Fusion with an alcohol plan, because you do want to plan out what alcohol you're going to drink. Because you don't want to go overboard, but you don't want to, like, dry up your entire supply on day three. So I brought, like, I think it was two or three bottles of wine, and that was enough for me. I drank an entire bottle of Moscato that first night. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Moscato is a nice drunk. It's not too heavy. It doesn't give me a headache. It's sweet, but it's light. So I pretty much finished that bottle, and I was happy Wednesday night. That was my Wednesday night. It was just like, I'm going to drink my bottle of wine. I'm going to hang out with my friends. I'm going to set up and make sure that, like, my boot black is good, because as a part of being boot black coordinator, I'm there at the opening and closing of every shift. And we had boot blacks at the Tiki Bar, we had boot blacks at the Pamporium, and we had boot blacks at the Cigars, Boots, and Chocolate event. So boot blacking everywhere. It was great. So yeah, my Wednesday night was awesome. I got to black a gentleman's leather pants, and they were very nice, as well as his boots. He was very attractive, and if he listens to this podcast, hey, we should totally talk more, because you're cute. But anyway, so there was that, and there was a happy hour at the Tiki Bar, which definitely helped with traffic for the boot black, getting people knowing that, hey, you should come here and have your leathers done. So I ended up hanging out with my friends there. We all shared in the awkward wrongness of a whiskey ginger Sprite. If you want to not have a good night, if you want to break your brain a little bit, you should try making a whiskey ginger Sprite. Just something is very wrong about it. You're not quite sure what. Your palate can't quite understand what's happening. But hey, if you want to break your brain a little, try a whiskey ginger Sprite. Thursday ended up being a rather long day, because me, being a nerd girl, I actually woke up early to go to class. My organic chemistry class that I got that AM, it wasn't done yet. My final was the week after Fusion. So the Thursday of Fusion, I woke up at, I believe, 6:30 in the morning to leave camp by 7 so I can make it back to class. That was difficult, but I did it. On my way out, I actually got to see one of my bootblacks. While they were over by their cabin, it was one of those random, what are you doing it up at 6:45 a.m.? And we had a nice little chat as I'm explaining, oh, I'm about to go to my vanilla class at my college. I'll see you in a couple of hours. The look on their face was just kind of hilarious. But yes, so I went to class. It was slightly difficult for me to concentrate, but I did. And then I came back to camp. Dedication, people. Dedication to your education is important, even when it conflicts with your kink. So I came back, and then after class, once again, I hung out a bunch with people that I saw and just happened to pass by. I got to see Miss Amy Red, who was actually at camp. I got to see Kilowama, who was at camp, like, couple of people actually showed up from Seattle, so super cool. Very happy to see my Seattle people. Me and Miss Amy Red and my British friend actually ended up leaving campus so that we could grab supplies because my British friend made PIMS. Now, I don't know if you've experienced this before, but PIMS is this delicious alcoholic drink with mint and lots of fruit, and I must get the recipe from my British friend because, oh my gosh, amazeballs. Later on that evening, there was an extrematorium, and I participated in that. I volunteered to have a hair play station. So, as you might guess, not many people want to do hair play as a pickup play. So, most of the time, I was just there, like, I'm going to stroke your hair and I'm going to massage your scalp. And a couple of people, to their credit, were like, no, 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 you can pull my hair, which was fun. So, that was great. So I had lots of fun doing that. Once again, I got to see way more people because as the week goes on, just more and more people fill up camp. I got to hang out at the KSU compound, so I got to see some friends over there. And overall, I had a really good day. One thing of note, I will say to you, if you're thinking about coming to camp, invest in an umbrella. This fusion by far was the rainiest fusion I've been at, which, as an example, when I had to leave super early on Monday because I had class, the entire parking lot was basically a mud pit. It was bad. My car actually got stuck, and two people helped push me out. Thank you, gentlemen. I don't know your names, but you were my saving graces at 6:30 in the morning on Monday when I was trying to leave to get to my organic chemistry class. Thank you for helping me get my car out of the parking lot. But yes, I actually invested in an umbrella this camp, and it was a wise investment. And if you're somebody like me who likes to play with things randomly, umbrellas are great for twirling, for spinning, for, you know, making a friend. Here, come underneath my umbrella. Let's have a chat. So, yeah. So Friday became way busier because more people and lots more things happened. I had my first official scene, if you will, on Friday. I have a standing invitation from a friend that I will call M. He has a Sibian, and for the past couple of camps, when he is there and when I am there, I get to ride his Sibian. For this go-round, I actually asked him because, okay, I'm shy. I know I don't come across as shy, but occasionally I get shy, and I also am super, super polite. Polite to a fault, even. And in times past, when I've ridden the Sibian for him, I haven't kissed him, and I wanted to, and I wanted to do some other stuff, but I didn't mention it before. So this time around, I decided to be brave, and I asked him, can I kiss you, and could you, like, bite my neck, or suck on my nipples, or, you know, touch my body as this is happening? To which he said, why, yes, yes, we can do that. So, this Sibian ride was way more active than normal. It was great. I rode the Sibian for about an hour. Not straight through. I took breaks because if you try and do that, like, your legs are cramp. But yes, I stretched out my legs. I drank some water a couple of times, but for an hour. I think the grand total was 27 orgasms. It was great. It was amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. We actually set up M. Sibian in Sexorama, which was fun because as we're doing this on the floor, like, other people are having sexy times around us, and so you're feeling the swell of, like, all of the energy of camp wash over you as you're having this amazing time too. So that was great. Yeah, and I liked kissing him, and yeah, there was just so much fun happening there. Afterwards, we were on the floor and cuddling and just chatting, and it was a great bonding moment, and it was one of those times where I was like, oh yes, this is why I love camp, for moments like this, for 27 orgasms and cuddling with a friend. So, yeah. Along with my Sibian ride for that day, because I am a nerd girl, I think I spent about an hour and a half studying in the dining hall adjacent room. I wasn't the only one. There was actually quite a few people who either had work or they were studying as well. So that definitely made me feel a lot better about, you know, bringing the outside world into camp. Not that you could ever really get away from the outside world, but, you know, there's this little bubble that it feels like you walk inside as soon as you get to camp, but in reality, life is never far away. Also, as a part of my Friday, there was a happy hour at my cabin, and the people who were hosting the happy hour, they always are great at it. They had their own special drink that they gave out to everyone, and they made it an ion, so a bunch of people came over, and we all had this moment for our friends that were hosting the happy hour, because unfortunately they're moving away from us, so we just wanted to say how much we're going to miss them, and how much they're loved, and how much we appreciate having them in our lives. So there were tears, but there were smiles, and that was a really good moment too. Later on that evening, I went to a blues dance class, which was a lot of fun. I'd been wanting to get to the blues dance class because it's usually an ion. I've been wanting to get to it for, like, I think a year or two, and so I finally got around to it. The teachers there were great. They gave us, like, the basic way of how things go, and they were very good about, okay, now the lead, now you're the lead and you're the follow. Okay, now switch, you're the lead and you're the follow. Okay, now switch partners. And so everybody got a variation of leading and following and different heights that they were dancing with. From one person who their head came to my neck to one person who my head came to basically their sternum. It was a variety of people to dance with, but it was always a lot of fun. I ended up at the end when they had free dance with a partner who was very experienced in blues dancing. And so they were leading and we just kind of moved around, and music selection also amazing for the class. Music selection goes a long way to creating an event and creating, like, an atmosphere, and the teachers picked great music. Unfortunately, we can only dance for 15 minutes because the both of us had to run away and do things, so that worked out quite well. But definitely going to another blues dance class if they have it at Summerfest, because that was so much fun. For the rest of my evening, I had to sub in for one of my bootblacks for half of their shift, which was fine. Unfortunately, it was pretty slow at the Tiki Bar for Thursday evening. However, I did get to, or actually, was that Friday? I can't remember. I thought I wrote this down. Oh well, anyway, so I ended up hanging out at the Tiki Bar with my friends afterwards, and two people were going around, and these two people are great. Every time I'm at a camp, if I happen to spy them in the evening, they usually have something fun going on, and this was no different. They had a game called Double Trouble, where it was Jeopardy style, but with a kink twist. And somehow I ended up with the two of them giving me neck kisses and biting, because camp is awesome. Because camp is awesome. That was fun. I also had more time hanging out with more people from out of town, and it was just a good Friday evening. Nice, low key, like mellow Friday evening. On Saturday, my gosh, on Saturday, all of the rain. So it ended up that since there's a boot blacking in the Pamporium, I was at the Pamporium at the start of the day and towards the middle and end of the day. And Saturday ended up being the day that it rained. It just off and on for the entire day. And as it so happens, around, say, I believe it was 4 o'clock, when the wind picked up, and all of a sudden the sides of the tent are like whooshing, and pretty much everyone had to leave Pamporium. That was not so fun, but it was okay. Nobody was hurt. We were able to get a bunch of stuff out, and the person who runs Pamporium, Amethyst, is awesome. So they were able to get things up and running the next day just fine. It was just one of those moments where it's like, wow, Mother Nature, you can be a mean bitch. All respect to you, because if you don't respect Mother Nature, you will get your ass whooped. But yes, Saturday was the day where I was very happy I invested in an umbrella. So because of all of the rain, a lot of people didn't really play during the day, but that was okay. We sort of found things around our cabin and just being in our group of friends to keep us occupied. I know a bunch of the campers came into the cabins and we started playing card games. There was Cards Against Humanity, there was Lunacy, there was this game, I think it was called Truth Bets or something like that. It was fun and quirky and I liked it. It was basically like a way to get to know your friends. That wasn't truth or dare. But yeah, I liked it and we'll probably end up doing it again because it was simple. And actually it ended up that because we were playing that game and we had consolidated so many beds, like there was this huge cuddle puddle that was happening too. So that was fun. Let's see what else happened on that Saturday. I had another study session because nerd girl, I just keep studying. And final, organic chemistry final. So little bit worried, but it all ended up being good. And let's see. Oh yes, my other. I seem to have had like one scene per like Friday, Saturday, Sunday of camp. And my scene on Saturday, excuse me, was with my friend Risa. And yeah, so I don't know if you've ever heard of bridge and tunneling. This is a term coined by IP Cookie Monster. But in it, the basic idea is that you have a fist in the cunt and a fist in the ass, bridge and tunneling. And so I wanted to see if my cunt and my ass could do that at the same time, because why not? I mean, it's camp, it's fun. Why not push the boundaries and be as raunchy as you want to be? Because fuck it. Literally. And it being my holes. So we tried it. The dungeon was packed Saturday night because the rain had finally let up. So everybody wanted to get their play in. Every piece of equipment, it seemed, was booked. It was probably like 100 or 200 people in the dungeon, scenes happening everywhere. It was a little bit overwhelming, but at the same time, it was good because I like having that feeling of there's so many people like me here. Yay, community and stuff. So yeah, that was a little bit overwhelming, but in a good way. We ended up finding a place on the stage, and I think it was that we saw a sex swing. Yes, it was that we saw a sex swing on the stage, and we decided, oh, hey, let's go up there where at least there's one wall to one side of us, so it's a little less overwhelming with all the people. We'll be able to hear each other because less people around. We'll be able to see everything that's happening because the stage has lights directed onto it, so it just kind of worked out well. I had a specific type of lube that a friend, he makes it and he gave it away because me and some of my friends were like, oh my god, we love your lube, make more of your lube. So we used my lube, which includes, among other things, coconut oil, which is antimicrobial. However, you can't use it for condoms, sadness, but didn't need that because we were using gloves. So I got in the swing and everything was lubed up. There was chucks on the floor. There was chucks on the swing. Like, wanted to make sure that everything stayed clean, or as clean as we could keep it. And it ended up that I got 5 fingers in up to the knuckle, up to like 2 out of the 5 knuckles. We suspected that it was the positioning of the swing that was making it difficult. Obviously, it was very easy to get a fist into my cunt because, you know, that's kind of a thing. But yes, it was a lot of fun. It was lots of orgasms and very intense and such dirty, dirty talk. Nothing warms my heart more than calling me, you know, a dirty whore, a filthy slut, dirty little pig, or just mentioning how much you love putting things into my holes. It takes very little to please me. Very little. And the things that do just make me so happy. So that was fun. Trying to, you know, plug up my holes. But that was the big thing for my Saturday night was Bridgen tunneling. For Sunday, let's see. Oh, yes. Sunday was my pampered day. So because Saturday was so wet and so muddy that ended up that on Sunday when I had a boot black shift at the Pamporium, completely booked. Like, I had customers for all 4 of my time slots, which made me happy because it kept me busy, and it gave me a chance to practice working on my bar shine, which is basically the quick shine that you can do on a pair of boots. The Pamporium on Sunday, true to form, opened on time, even though, once again, because of, like, weather, they had to figure things out, but Pamporium, awesome. I ended up getting myself a facial. I also got myself a foot rub, and I must say, I loves me the Pamporium, because, like, where else are you going to be able to get, like, spa-level, you know, pampered things just because somebody is like, hey, let me do this thing for you. It's fun. So, yeah, I'm biased. Totally biased. Later on, well, actually, no, in between, so the Pamporium takes a lunch break, and during the lunch break, randomly, I got roped into a glitter orgy. A glitter queer orgy, excuse me, because IP Cookie Monster is amazing. Now, for those of you who have a glitter phobia or this is your, like, hard limit, I completely understand, but I'm going to talk about this for a little while because this orgy was the bomb diggity. So we laid down, like, a couple of sheets over the futon bed. And then took super glue and made design on the chest because that's going to be your glitter tattoo. Then we picked a color for each person and, like, basically drenched the person in the color. And then you drench the sheets in glitter. And then, you know, the usual, please use safer sex supplies to keep us all safe unless you have a previous dynamic and are fluid bonded. Caveat, because, you know, we're consensual, safe, sane, rack, borf, whatever you want to use, you know, we definitely, like, that's the first thing. But then we have fun. Like, you get on the sheets and there's glitter everywhere. So you roll around in the glitter and you get covered in the glitter. And then, you know, you look to your left, you look to your right, you say hi to the people there. And then there's the, do you want to cuddle? Do you want to kiss? And then things just kind of tumble on from there. There was definitely lots of cuddling, lots of kissing. I had, yeah, I had my armpit licked. Oh my god, it was amazing! Like, who knew? Who knew this shit? I did not know this. But getting your armpit licked is one of the sexiest things because who touches armpits except for yourself? So, like, the idea of somebody else doing it and not only touching it, but licking it? Holy shit. I had no idea that I would like that so much. And, like, you know, biting and, you know, pressure points, because pressure points are awesome. But yeah, like, so glitter got everywhere, like, everywhere. At a certain point, I was being fisted by one person who was also being fisted by Cookie while another person was doing pressure points on my nipples. And then at one point, Cookie with one of my friends, they each had a hand in my cunt while double fisting me while once again getting pressure points on my nipples. I had a good time. Very good time at the glitter orgy, which I don't think I'd ever imagined my I wouldn't have ever imagined myself saying those words until this past fusion. So, yes, a new part of my kink has been revealed. Apparently, I like glitter in the context of fucking. Learn something new every day, folks. Learn something new every day. So, thank you very much, Cookie. You make my life better. Another part of my day was one of my friends who was on crew. They had basically a birthday scene where there was a list of presents you could give them, from cane strokes to flogging to my choice, petting them, different amounts of time or different amounts of strokes. And so I went over for their birthday scene and I pet them for about 3 minutes because they had had lots of mean treatment on like their back and their backside. So I was like, no, I'm gonna be sweet to you for 3 minutes. So I got to pet them and like that made them feel better. And so I was very happy to have that moment. Because I don't get to see them that often. I only get to see them at events. So being able to like see them and also participate in their birthday scene is very nice. So yay. Another thing that happened for my Sunday night, there was a Black Lives Matter vigil that happened at the sanctuary space. I'm very happy that it happened. It was good to have a safe space to talk with other Black folks about things that are happening in our country right now and writ large, and then on the smaller scale of the kink community. And I hope that we get to do it more often because oftentimes, it doesn't always feel like it's open for people to actually have a conversation about it. Because a lot of kink is that you want to not think about the real world, but the real world is always there. You don't leave it behind. It comes with you when you come into camp. So thank you very much to Dragon Emerus for hosting the Black Lives Matter vigil, and I will definitely be back for all the future ones. The rest of my Sunday kind of fits to the normal pattern for a Fusion Sunday. There was Dirty Pig, and there was Cigars, Boots, and Chocolate, and there was me not wanting to go to bed. All predictable for a Fusion Sunday. For Dirty Pig, I couldn't stay for the entire event, which made me really sad because of a timing thing with CBC. Like, it just didn't allow it. But at least I did get to see the first skit from Bambi and Lucas, which I must say was amazing. The Cliff Notes version of this is Let It Go from Frozen, and a lot of people peeing into pitchers on cue, as well as partaking of the refreshments. It was theatrical. I was amazed. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the rest of the show. However, I do have to say, congratulations to the new Dirty Pig, D-Dog, on their win. So, Dirty Pig reigns on. But yeah, I only got to see like that first part of the contest, which will not do for next fusion. I will have to figure out a way for me to see the whole contest because, frankly, I don't know if you know this, but Dirty Pig is a show. It's not just a contest, it's highly entertaining, especially if you've won it and you can sit on the hill on the side while drinking wine and making offhand comments about how you will never do it again. I'm not saying that's what I did, I'm just saying that's one way to see the show and it'd be highly entertaining. But yes. So, yes, there's a new reigning Dirty Pig. Thank you so much to Dynamo for being an awesome serving pig. And now there is a new Dirty Pig. I feel like there needs to be a sort of class reunion photo every year as the new vests come. Like, as each pig is crowned, there needs to be some sort of photo taken. I'm going to make this happen. Dynamo and I have been trying to do, like, a photo with just our two vests for the past year, and it hasn't happened. And now that we have D-Dog too, I'm like, no, this must happen. I want record of this. There needs to be, like, a chronicle list of all the dirty pigs. There needs to be yearly photos. Come on, people. This is history. This is kink history. We will make this happen. I've said it. I've put it into being. So Cigars, Boots, and Chocolate. Once again, one of my favorite events at Fusion because it combines three things that I love. I ended up blacking at CBC, and because I was the coordinator, I was also running the list, so I was coordinating people getting to their actual, like, bootblacks and making sure everything was flowing well, and it actually ended up making it pretty busy. However, I did have a moment or two to, let's just say, enjoy my camp. It ended up that Boy Meat came through, and he noted how somehow during camp it seems like we never get to really see each other, except at CBC. And so when he asked me about my fusion and I told him, oh, it's been mostly sex, he's like, really? Nobody's hurt you? Because I feel like you need to be hurt. And so he proceeded to punch me in the chest a bunch, which made me very happy. Very, very happy. So yeah, if I only get to play with him at CBC at Fusions, that's okay. I will keep making that shit happen because that was awesome. And then I got to black Ruff's boots, which was also fun because he likes to make things painful too. And then I got to eat some of his ash, which, you know, I kind of like that too. So yeah, swoon. And then my CBC was amazing. And then my friend Kilowama came. I blacked his boots, and he did cigar play with me too. It was great. My CBC was awesome. I was just like, as it was happening, all I kept thinking was, yeah, camp. This is why I keep coming back, because I have awesome friends who do awesome things to me. I cannot complain. Cannot complain. Oh. So yes, after CBC, there was Midnight Snack, I believe. I think I actually went to Midnight Snack a couple of times because Diva's Midnight Snack is just delicious. Love it. Because I was on that meal plan, Midnight Snack was the only time I actually went into the dining hall, I believe. But always worth it. After snack, because it was Sunday night, I didn't want to go to bed yet, even though I knew I needed to because I had to wake up at ass o'clock to go to class, but it was camp and it was fusion and I didn't want to go. So I ended up wandering over to Oink and I got to see Miss Amy Red, and she made me cocoa and I got to chat with people, and it was just nice to hang out at Oink for a little bit. Because Gray was staying there and I was over at the numbered cabins, it made it a lot easier to not think about, you know, any sad feels or awkward feels. So having those moments on the Oink cabin at the end of my fusion was one of those, like, yay, I can still have my camp. Life does go on. No need for the sad, only for the happy. So yay for Coco, and yay for random hearing aid batteries and Coke cans. And yay for getting to talk and hang out with friends, and yay for camp. Yay for camp. So that was my fusion. It was pretty awesome. I loved it, and I'm glad I had it, and I will be back. So I think that's it for this podcast, guys. I mean, lots of info, but, you know, you love me. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. As always, I am searching for my daddy, and I remain hopeful and open and humbled by this world that we live in. Have a good one, guys.